From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Pentagon says the U.S. and coalition partners are carrying out airstrikes against Islamic State extremists in Syria, a new front in U.S. operations against the militants. The strikes are centered on Raqqa, where ISIS headquarters are. Canadian border agents have stopped three Afghan officers trying to cross into the country from the U.S. They disappeared from a U.S. training base on Cape Cod over the weekend. U.S. military officials say they're asking for asylum in Canada. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
The three officers were apprehended by Canadian authorities as they tried to cross Rainbow Bridge, which connects New York and Canada. Canadian officials had no immediate comment, but two American military officials said Canada was evaluating their asylum request. The three officers, a major and two captains, were among 200 international officers taking part in a peacekeeping exercise at a Cape Cod base. Officials say they left during a tour of the Cape Cod Mall in Hyannis on Saturday. The officers were carefully vetted, officials said, posed no threat, and were not carrying weapons. It's the second incident this month. Two Afghan police officers training at Marine Base Quantico, Virginia, left during a supervised trip to Georgetown. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Security is tighter at the White House after a man climbed a fence and made it into the front door of the executive mansion Friday night. The suspect, Omar Gonzalez, appeared in court today. A federal judge says he'll be held in custody at least until October 1st. NPR's Tamara Keith reports it's not the first time Gonzalez has drawn the attention of authorities.
A federal prosecutor says Iraq War veteran Omar Gonzalez was arrested in July with a sniper rifle and a map marking the White House. In August, he was stopped but not arrested near the White House with a hatchet in his waistband. And then Friday, he jumped the fence and made it all the way into the north portico door before being stopped. Prosecutors say he had a folding knife in his pocket and more than 800 rounds of ammunition in his car. The incident has put sharp scrutiny on the Secret Service, but President Obama says he still has confidence in the service.
Secret Service does a great job. I'm grateful for the sacrifices they make on my behalf and my family's behalf.
The president's spokesman says the front door will now be locked when it isn't in use. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew says the government is imposing new regulations to curb so-called tax inversions.
An unfair practice in which corporations acquire foreign businesses and then switch their citizenship outside the United States to avoid paying U.S. taxes.
Lew says the loophole undercuts businesses that act responsibly and leaves the middle class with the bill. He says the new rules, which take effect immediately, mean inverting will no longer make economic sense. On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 107 points, the Nasdaq lost 52. This is NPR. More apologies in the domestic violence scandal involving the Baltimore Ravens former running back Ray Rice. Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti says team officials should have pressed earlier to see the video that led the NFL to ban Rice.
I'm sorry that we didn't push harder to get that tape. It seems to me, in hindsight, that we certainly had the leverage to say to Ray and his lawyer that we can't have him play on our team until we see that last bit of evidence.
In a news conference today, Bisciotti also dismissed accusations that Ravens officials pressed the NFL to be lenient in punishing Rice. A Disney stage musical that's 17 years old is setting a box office record. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports The Lion King is now the most successful title in any entertainment medium.
The Lion King is the best-selling Broadway musical in history.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
It's made $6.2 billion in ticket sales worldwide. That doesn't count merch, T-shirts, and posters, or profits from spin-offs like video games or TV shows. Nor does it count the $500 million the movie's made at the box office.
It's satisfying.
The stage musical has played in 21 countries in 8 different languages. Attendance has gone up every year for the past 5 years. That unusual success is partly because the movie acts as advertising for the stage show. And producers have also been wily about adjusting ticket prices at the last minute to ensure full houses. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.